Good evening, this is N5AOW, Net Control for the Black River Valley Service Net. My name is Bob. This net is held every evening at 9 p.m. on a Moonville Amateur Radio Club repeater, 146.655 MHz. Repeater is located 2.5 miles southwest of Moonville on Jackson Hill. This is an informal net. All interested parties are welcome to check in with or without traffic. Emergency traffic has priority at all times and can break in at any time. Is there any emergency traffic? Moonville Amateur Radio Club's next monthly meeting will be on... Well, I gotta look at the calendar now. Okay, we're at June 21st. 7 p.m. at the Dodge Pratt Northam Community Center, 106 Schuyler Street in Boonville. Everyone is welcome to attend, and amateur radio license is not required to become a member. If you're interested in becoming a net controller, please contact the club member and we can set that up. Are there any portable battery-powered or mobile stations wishing to check in? Come now. Are there any EchoLink stations that would like to check in?
This is Kilo, Delta 2, Foxtrot, Papa Mike, Kevin James checking in through EchoLink. And Bob, it looks like I'm the only one in the queue so far tonight.
All right, Kevin. Well, tell you what, Saturday night, the rollout party in. And let her rip. You've certainly got, I'll use your term, the floor.
All right, yeah, Bob, I'll take the floor here. KD2FPM out here in Oneonta, New York, and we got 57 degrees on the outside. Little light rain coming down, and haven't had very much. I mean, it's just enough to make the ground damp. So, and I know over in Onondaga County, they've had a wildfire over there, so hopefully some of this precipitation is making it that way to help put that thing out if it isn't out already. So, yeah, if you haven't heard about it, check on WKTV's website, and they have some video and some photos of that. Kind of looks pretty spooky. So, in fact, I think they said they could actually see it, smoke plume yesterday when they were reporting on this from Smith Hill in Utica. So that's kind of a very weird and wild thing. Hopefully it doesn't get too far out of control. So, all right, I won't hold the repeater down. I still don't see anyone else in here as I'm on my laptop at this point, and I'll hand it back to Net Control. This is KD2FPM 73.
Okay, Kevin, well, I'll tell you what, there has been a number of fires. I know they had a bad one up in Canada, and they've had some in other places, and boy, it's really devastated some of the areas and taken away a lot of homes for a lot of folks, and I certainly wish that, would not wish that on anyone. It's one of those things that sadly enough, they don't have enough control over to at least do it quick enough before it does that. Okay, well, thank you for checking in. You have a great evening, and everyone down in Oneonta, 73. This is N5AOW, Net Control for the Black River Valley Service Net. I'll now take calls from anyone, any direction, all members included.
N2PFM, good evening, Bob.
AC2WI.
ATQQQR.
Okay, we've got three more. We've got KC2QQR, Chuck. KC2WIP, N2PFM, George. George, what's going on up your way?
Thank you.
good evening, Bob, Pete, Richard, and everybody else on the net. We got a temperature here of 58 degrees after a rain today of 44 to 70. And a mix of sun and clouds all day, no rain so far. And here's what you were saying last night. I'm only used to getting 17 to 24 miles to a gallon on anything I had. And these weren't on old bombs either. So I had, the best one I had was a 91 Dodge regular caravan, about 25 around here and 28 highway. That was the best I ever had. Any of the ones from 96 on it. The 98 Plymouth Voyager only got about 17 when it had the studded snow tires on, about 21, 22 otherwise. And that's about all with this here one, this 98 Grand Caravan. We have the continuing saga of was getting, and now as I say, fixed up the exhaust right. I couldn't believe I ended up with 30 miles per gallon. Now I'm going to only got 30 miles on this other gas since. Let go about 100 miles and fill it up again and see what happens. But I mean, this is the most ecstatic thing that ever happened to me in my life was getting that. Even that 66 Chevy got about 20 around here, about 23 highway was the best I ever got with that. It was with the 6-cylinder. And we'll see what happens with this Grand Caravan, but I hope it stays like that at 30 miles per gallon. It's a heck of a big saving. With that, we'll say God bless and 73 then to BFM Clear.
Okay, George. Yeah, I'll tell you what. With EFI and digital fuel injection and even throttle body, I'll tell you what, they ought to give you marvelous mileage. I can remember, and this is no lie, my 57 Ford with a V8 in it, I got 20 to 21 miles at a gallon, traveling average going back and forth to work. So certainly, these cars with four cylinders and V6s certainly ought to do better. I know our Impala gets right around 32, sometimes a little better than that. But yeah, when they're not doing that, I guess they're just in need of some kind of repair. Okay, George, have a good evening, and we'll see what Pete's got for us. KC2WI, Pete, what's going on your way?
KC2WI, well, I just got in maybe half an hour ago from Hamfest and an afternoon of touring around. I missed a few people, I guess, that left before I got there. I did my usual fiddling around and ended up leaving it closer to 9 and 8. And that was nice. It wasn't a lot of people. I was kind of surprised. I really thought it'd be more, being as the first Ham Fest in the North Country in 15 years or more. And it was nice. Tom Dick was there, the section manager for Northern New York, and I spent $10. So I guess maybe if I had brought some really good stuff, I probably would have sold something, because there wasn't a lot of stuff there. There was some, a couple nice radios and whatever. I bought a programming cable I think is going to work on my Yaesu in, you know, the 2600, whatever. I got a 2400 and a 25, I got like a 24, 25, 26, and 28. All of them I bought used. A couple have been repaired. And even the 2400, which is a fairly old one, says you can clone from one radio to the other. So if you can clone from one to the other, that means you can program it the same and program all the memories the same. And I think even a 2400, which has got to be 20 years old, because I've had it for 10 at least, you can do alphanumeric, and I think I'm going to do that because it's hard to keep them straight, and it wouldn't be so bad if, you know, if it was only one frequency, but the Carey's repeater is the same frequency as the Gore Mountain repeater, but it's a different PL and things like that, so I got a couple like that, I think, and now I've got enough memories that I think I can actually, you know, I think there's 30 or there's something like that in the 2400, so that should do for where I travel, and just put the alphanumerics in with the different PL tones and that. So I left there and I went to Clayton, which I probably shouldn't have bothered with. I walked around Clayton a little bit, found a couple geocaches, had something to eat, but I kind of wasted time there. I shouldn't have bothered. And then I went over to Fish Creek, to the Fish Creek Wildlife Management Area, which is kind of a neat place, and walked around sort of the fields and the trail and stuff like that, and stayed there for a little while, and then I did a little bit of sort of tourist driving, you know, orienteering kind of stuff, and went around. I ended up going all around the Perch River Wildlife Management Area, which took me way, way north and then back. That was a little farther than I really wanted to go, but in any case, it was interesting. So that's about it, I guess. Only problem is I lost my cover for my little thumb DV, the little Ambi vocoder chip that lets me do D-Star. USB looks like a flash drive, and I lost the cover for, you know, over the USB connector, and I'm hoping somebody had picked that up, but I don't know. Anyway, other than that, I guess not too much. A few raindrops. I stopped in town here at Walmart, picked up some provisions, and I noticed a few raindrops as I was coming out here. Still fairly warm, 60 degrees, but that's what they were saying is tonight and tomorrow, kind of a overcast, maybe a little rain day. I haven't looked at it since this morning. But it was pretty nice, you know, mix of sun and clouds, hazy sunshine up towards the Clayton and around there, and it was a nice day. I guess that's about it here. I know there was something I wanted to mention to the net, but I don't know what it was. KC2WI.
Hey, Pete. Sounds like you had quite an active day of it. Yeah, it's always nice to have a little, like a ham fest to go to. And sometimes you just need to bring a few things just in case you might want to put them out there. I know I went to one down in Boston Spa one time, and I thought, you know, had I thought about it ahead of time, I could have brought some things with us and set it up on a table and see what happened. Anyway, well, sounds like you're losing my thought, train of thought. Sounds like your plan kind of went fairly well today. It probably took you in a little bit different direction, but, well, I'll tell you, I've done that. I start out with one plan, and I wind up doing two or three other things totally different than what I had planned to. All right, Pete, thank you for checking in, and have a great evening. Yeah, we'll see what Chuck's got for us. KC2QQR.
KC2QQR. Well, didn't do as much as Pete did. And good evening, everyone. Bill, Pete, and whoever else is in tonight. As for me, I just did some gardening around the house, prepping some of my gardens that I got going on around here, cleaning them up and getting all the weeds out of them, and started planting some vegetables, getting that going. Yeah, I was thinking about going to a ham fest today, but I wasn't sure how the weather was going to be. It didn't start raining here until a little bit. It was like, you know, a couple minutes to five, and I came inside and I said, that's it for today. So, but yeah, I was thinking about going this morning, but it just it didn't happen. Had other stuff to do around here, so. But there's plenty more to go to around the area this summer, so I'm sure I'll get to a couple of them at least. At least one of them. I at least have one or two that I know I won't miss. So, but I'm glad everyone's having a great evening tonight. And this is actually 40 meters. 40 meters is actually not doing too bad right now. Earlier today it was wasn't good, but daytime is kind of it can be iffy. But anyways, not much else going on around here. It's about 58 here with light showers. So anyways, I'll say 7-3s, and everyone have a good evening. KC2QQR, back to net.
Okay, Chuck. Well, sounds like you had a pretty good day, and yeah, I'll tell you what, we were talking about that today. We've got some plants that we started from seeds in the house, and some of them still in the early stages of it, but need to get out and don't necessarily have to do the weeding or whatever, but we've got to build it up a little bit more and make it a little bit deeper than what it is. I think it's some plants in the ground, but I think we're going to wait until after Memorial Day. Sherry says, every time we do that ahead of time, we wind up getting bit. So, you know what, I had another thought to sheltering it with some old windows, and that may be an alternate possibility, but I don't know. I think by the time we get everything ready and get it planted in, it'll be time where we won't have, hopefully, a freeze. All right. Chuck, have a fine evening, and certainly was a nice day today, even though we didn't have a lot of sunshine. All right. 7-3. This is N5AOW. Looking for additional check-ins.
KD2AIT Echo Link Repeater. Please copy Kilo Alpha 3 Tango Foxtrot Bravo, KA3 TFB, Bill from Marshall Township in western Pennsylvania.
Bill, you know, I just had a thought. Before you checked in, I was saying to myself, I haven't heard him for a little bit, so I'm glad you checked in. And what's going on down your way? I hope you had some warm day today, some sunshine, and maybe a whole lot better weather than what you had previously last week. I know you had a goodly amount of rain and just think it's old in a hurry.
Roger. Thanks for your concern. Well, you're hopeful. Your expectations are higher than mine. It rained all last night and raining all day. We've had a dreary day here, dark, dreary, damp, some fog. I've never seen such a long spell of rain. I want to paint. I can't paint. I can't put the ladder up on the side of the house to take the leaves out of the gutters because it's so wet. And cutting the grass high and wet. Well, I'm not complaining about it. I'm just observing how horrible it is. All right. Hey, thanks for being there. I tip my hat to everyone there this evening on the net. Wish everyone a better day tomorrow. We're going to go do a few hours work on a side, and we'll be back in the afternoon. Thanks for missing me. And we'll hand it back before we tighten the repeater out. KA3TFB in Warrendale this evening. Over.
Okay, Bill. Always nice to have you check in and hear from you down your way. Sorry, I had such a wet, soggy day. Boy, I know you've had a spell of it down that way. And we've had our share up here, but at least it slips in a few days of sunshine, although the nights have dropped down in the 30s, but at least not freezing in the last week or so. I'm going to knock on wood when I say that. So, all right, 7-3. Take care down that way and stay warm, yeah. This is N5AOW looking for additional check-in. Well, I got out myself and got some work done around the yard, worked at the lawn a little bit. Grass in the backyard just doesn't seem like it's growing or coming along. Maybe I'm too anxious for it, I don't know. But in any event, it's been watered, it's got some nutrients on it, and hopefully when the sun does come out again in the next day or two, it might show some signs of activity. Right now, I'm greatly disappointed other than the fact that it is green, but it's sparse, and it's always been kind of lush, so I'm a little bit concerned with that. I may have to go a little few more steps to get it back in good shape. This afternoon wasn't too bad. I got working on a couple of projects down in the garage, and I got the motorcycle out, washed that, got it all cleaned up and wiped down, and pretty much maintenance done on it. I'm waiting for a little warmer day and I'm going to get out there and take a ride. But other than that, the day was pretty doggone decent. We had rain start about 6:30, 7 p.m. somewhere around there. It is raining pretty good up here now, but I would imagine maybe when the sun comes out, the grass will start growing. All right, with that, are there any comments, queries, or late check-ins at this time? Hearing none, I'll now close the Black River Valley service net. Return the frequency and the repeater to regular amateur use. I want to thank Bill down in Pennsylvania, Chuck, Pete, George, and Kevin in Oneonta. 7-3 to all. Everyone have a fine evening. N5AOW clear.
KDT Echo Link repeater, KA3TFV logging off the Echo Link system. Indeed, a good evening to all.
This is Kilo Charlie 2, Oscar Victor Bravo, Dick from Utica, calling for the United County Traffic Emergency Net. All stations are welcome, with or without traffic. Check-ins will be appreciated. Calling for OCT-10. All stations are welcome, with or without traffic.
This is Kilo, Delta 2, Foxtrot, Papa Mike. Kevin James checking in. Negative. Good evening, OCT-10.
Roger, Kilo, Delta 2, Foxtrot, Papa Mike. Good evening, Kevin. Thank you for your check-in. Calling for OCT-10. Final call for OCT-10. All stations are welcome. With or without traffic, check-ins will be appreciated.
N5AOW.
This is KD2 KTP.
Roger, N5AOW. Good evening, Bill. Could that last check-in station please repeat? I got N5AOW, Roger that, but I missed the last station. Please check in again.
This is KD2 Kilo Tango Papa.
Was that KD2 Kilo Tango Tango Papa?
That is correct.
Roger, good evening. Thank you very much for your check-in. Calling for Octane. Final call for Octane. All stations are welcome. Octane would like to thank the Boonville Amateur Radio Club for allowing Octane the use of their repeater. Good evening all, thank you for your check-ins. KC2 OVB clear.
Alright, this is KD2FBM. I'll be clearing this repeater through the Echolink system. As always, thank you for use of Echolink. It's always appreciated. Hopefully catch you guys again tomorrow night. Until then, 73 KD2FBM will be clear.